Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Tom Felton, and I call today's reading, Staying the Course in Christ. As Gandalf the Grey confronted Saruman the White, it became clear that the latter had turned from what he was supposed to be doing, helping to protect Middle-earth from the power of the evil being Sauron. What's more, Saruman had allied with Sauron. In this scene from the film, The Fellowship of the Ring, based on J.R.R. Tolkien's classic work, the two former friends then engage in an epic good versus evil battle. If only Saruman had stayed the course and done what he knew was right. In 1 Samuel, King Saul also had trouble staying the course. In one account, he rightly expelled the mediums and spiritists from Israel. Good move, for God had declared that dabbling in the occult was detestable in Deuteronomy 18. But when God didn't answer the king's plea, due to his prior failures for how to deal with a massive Philistine army, Saul caved. "Find me a woman who is a medium, so I may go and inquire of her," he ordered in 1 Samuel 28:7. Talk about a complete reversal. Saul failed once more as he went against his own decree, what he knew was right. A millennium later, Jesus said to his disciples, "All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." In other words, if we've committed ourselves to obeying Christ, it's vital that we keep our oaths and be truthful. Let's stay the course in doing those things as God helps us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 28, verses 3 through 10. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had mourned for him and buried him in his own town of Ramah. Saul had expelled the mediums and spiritists from the land. The Philistines assembled and came and set up camp at Shunem, while Saul gathered all Israel and set up camp at Gilboa. When Saul saw the Philistine army, he was afraid. Terror filled his heart. He inquired of the Lord, but the Lord did not answer him by dreams or Urim or prophets. Saul then said to his attendants, "Find me a woman who is a medium, so I may go and inquire of her." "There is one in Endor," they said. So Saul disguised himself, putting on other clothes, and at night he and two men went to the woman. "Consult a spirit for me," he said, "and bring up for me the one I name." But the woman said to him, "Surely you know what Saul has done. He has cut off the mediums and spiritists from the land. Why have you set a trap for my life to bring about my death?" Saul swore to her by the Lord, "As surely as the Lord lives, you will not be punished for this." Let's pray. Dear Jesus, please help us to stay the course in following your ways. Help us to be honest and truthful before you and all people as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.